Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show is creation and creatorship. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, just visit our website, kenpage.com.
Now, we would like to hear from you, so if there's anything that you would like to get our opinion on, because we certainly have an opinion on everything, I don't know what it is.
I don't know whether it's good or bad.
Right or wrong.
We definitely have opinions.
We need you to email us at office.kenpage.com and let us know what you'd like to hear, or what's interesting, or what you know that is different than what we teach, so we can kind of share what we know and help you.
Our experience in working with this type of healing energetics and the dynamics of consciousness on the planet has given us a lot of experience, but we're always, always willing and ready to find out about your experiences. We'd love to hear from you, so just email us, office@kenpage.com, and we'll all of the emails get a personal reply, every single one of them. So now, on to our show, creation and creatorship. Well, in order to understand creatorship and what that means, we'd have to first go to victim or creator, because that's also going to give us a direct pipeline, so to speak, into what is creation and what makes up creation and how does creation exist.
It also ties in with higher self, intuitive self, God self, creative self, because it's in that space of being connected to that that you find the closest to being having a creator space or being a creator. And for those of you who said, gosh, I've never found that place, you have found that place. You found it when you did the things you love, when you created, when you walked, when you were in nature, when you were singing, when you were dancing, when you were laughing, when you were swimming. Those are all places that you're making that connection with being in creator or creating.
How many of you have ever had a deja vu experience? And you'll say, I've been here before, or you're with somebody that you know, and something happens, and you say, haven't we done this before? Wait a minute, we've done this before. I've said this before, you've said that before. Certain interactions. You meet somebody, and they feel very, very energetically connected with you. Or you go to a sacred site, and you feel very, very connected there. And there's a part of you that says, okay, what's going on here? Why am I reliving, or why am I having this? I don't remember ever being here. I don't remember ever being with you. I don't remember ever doing this. However, I'm experiencing again, and I know that I've experienced it. Well, as many of you know, Heart and Soul Healing deals with the philosophy that we have all had many different experiences, and that we bring all those experiences with us into this moment now. And that philosophy incorporates past lives. But you don't have to believe in past lives, because everything that you have ever had is all brought with you into this lifetime.
See, we have so many ideas of what the past is. Certainly, people believe they have might possibly been in past lives. But one thing we all know is we have been a part of creation. And now, does creation experience? Does it perceive? If creation did not experience, why would there be creation? It is built to create and to experience our creating. So when we are creating, we are the closest connection to the creative force or God. But just remember, maybe some of these past experiences were us watching ourselves or watching somebody else or experiencing it in a different realm or a different way of looking at it or being with it.
We certainly can understand that if we look at the number of individuals that are alive on the planet today, we're now topping it 6.6 billion. I think it was 6.5 billion for a long time.
What's a billion between people, you know?
Yeah, really.
It's a lot.
And so now we've topped that, and we've grown even larger, and every individual has a memory of doing something that they've done before, and yet a couple thousand years ago, the planet was here, but a couple thousand years ago, there weren't that many people that actually lived on the face of the planet. So how do we explain that everyone can have some of the same similar type of memories of being in a location when they weren't here physically a thousand years ago because there weren't that many individuals that actually were alive here on the planet?
So what if there was 50 people having a really dynamic experience with consciousness watching, or collective, or God, creator, watching that experience? And in that watching or being in that experience, did they experience what each one of those 50 people were physically feeling? So just understand, there could be millions, or I don't want to limit to a number, ways that we have experienced things in the past.
Who's to say that Creator God is a never growing, never evolving, always only static, just stays in the exact same space or occupies the same understanding? Why wouldn't Creator God want to experience different realities and different circumstances and different life happenings through actual physical manifestation? Isn't that why we're here? So that we can then help creation evolve.
But what happens when I do something that I've never done before, and I allow my talents or my creations to come out that I never experienced before? How does Creator experience me being all I can be? So you can see how the evolution would be there for us to be all we can be and for Creator to evolve.
We all know that we are, well, not all of us know that, but there has been suggested that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. That saying's been around as long as I can remember. Well, being human's really tough. And when you think about it, Earth is a very hard school with lots of hard lessons for most of us. There's an awful lot of negative energy in play on this third-dimensional planet. And so why in the world would we have issues and lessons that need to be mastered? Why would we even come here unless we're helping to fulfill a dream or the Creator's dream, and we find ourselves in the midst of certain negativity? Because we need to even learn about that. We need to learn about the dualities and the polarized dimensions that exist on Earth today. Our previous shows have talked about dualities and polarities and all the negativity and how to change that and recognize it. But just think about this. If we are all here on Earth to be creating something, then aren't we all co-creators learning how to create? Or is there only one Creator and all the rest of us are then victims? Because for each of us to be creating, we are co-creators. And that goes back to the victim-savior question that I think we have asked in every single workshop and every single radio show and every single talk and written down in newsletters and all of our books is, are you a victim or are you a creator? If you're a victim, then somebody can come in and save you, and you're waiting for someone to save you, fix you, do something for you. If you're a creator, then everything that you have done is part and parcel of what it is, the purpose of you being here on Earth.
So let's say I did have a past, and let's go real far step and say I had past lives. In a past life, and I lived in Russia or I lived in Europe, and I had these experiences, do I have the ability now to have enough compassion for those experiences to free that energy that's stuck or is being held by that area or that country? And so some of you don't realize how far you have gone, how far you're at, because nobody's ever said, you are this, you are have the ability to change, you have the ability to change yourself and your path. You have the ability to have a level of compassion that no one else can have because of your experiences. And many of you have had a really rough lifetime. This lifetime has been really rough because you have created many, many things that others, you look at other people's lives and they're so simple in comparison to what you've gone through. But by you going through those things, you've experienced and have a level of compassion that no one else has or other people don't even understand.
See, we each have to grow into and master all the things that we need to learn about love and responsibility and choices and consequences before we can get to that highest potential to remember that inner within that is the spiritual being. Life on Earth is the school where would-be creators, so to speak, come and test themselves about the mastery of creation and unconditional love and compassion. So what we want to do is we want to become wise and knowledgeable creators. And we're also meant to do this. This is something that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to live life joyfully in these bodies that we've chosen, on this planet that we've chosen, and that's the reality of it. I mean, we know that you have chosen to be here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
So many people write to me and say, one of the things we do in Heart and Soul Healing is find what they're here, what their mission is. Do you know, if you were a happy person and you did what you loved to do and you enjoyed your life, that could change the world. You could bring a vibration just simply by you doing the things you love to do that could bring a quality of energy into Earth that maybe you came to bring in. So some of these things might not be as profound as what we would like it to be, but maybe it's just us being all we can be.
What if the sole purpose for you being here on Earth is to be you? That's it. Just as Ken was saying, to be joyful, to be happy, to be really loving what you're doing, to be helping others or giving to others. Or, you know, most individuals either like their job or they don't like their job. There's not a real lot of people who are in between. If you love what you're doing and you're passionate about it, I mean, we're passionate about our work. I think anybody who ever comes to us knows that this is something we totally believe in and we love working. We do. We love doing this. Is that not our purpose? Is that all that there is? And yet, that's a lot to say in one mouthful. What about you? What about something that you do that you love? Is that what your purpose for life is to be who you are, just to be, not to be some potentate or the president or an emperor or a king or, you know, a high holy ascended person, but you, the perfect picture and example of an expression of Creator's divine love in human form.
But think about it. What if you're teaching, you know, you're a good pianist and you teach piano, and you teach piano to a kid, a young person, all of a sudden they start playing and they do a song that really is creative. That allows your creativity and their creativity to come together, and it joins in a moment of expansiveness. And it's in that expansiveness, it's in that joy, it's in that connecting with another person and sharing or giving them something that allows you to be more. And when being us, why we do what we do is for us to be, if you can be all you can be, we can be more. By us being more allows us to get new information, new insights, maybe even a new way of looking at life.
That's what every single individual brings to us when we're working. They bring us new awareness. Because if we can share everything we are and our passion for helping in the way that we do, then we get an expanded sense of awareness, an expanded sense of creatorship within ourselves, and we can share that with them, and they in turn can begin to share it with others, and that's how it works.
So we kind of think differently than most people about this, because we try to give everything we can away or give it out so others can learn about it. And many people have told me they dish out what they think they people deserve or what they've got, and they're very selective. And if you withhold creative information, it actually stops or inhibits you from getting new information. So if you want to be in that place of being in the flow, it's very important that you pass on the creative feelings or abilities you have.
One of the principles that we, well, actually there are 9 basic principles that we work through, that we teach, that we live, that we have always understood to be tenets of how we are as humans. And I'm going to run through, I'm going to start with number one. Number one is the use of clear light. That is the middle space between white light, which is positive, or black light, which is negative in many individuals, or it's the middle space of duality and polarity. In fact, we gave an awful lot of information on dualities, polarities, and clear light in previous radio shows. So just go to our archives, and you'll be able to listen to what we've talked about.
Or send us an email again, and we will send you everything we have on clear light. And we, gosh, we've gathered much, a lot of information in 20 years.
It's on our website free. You can go right to the website and go into the search, and you'll see it under clear light. There's a nice article written about it. We've written newsletters about clear light, and it'll take you to different places. That's the first thing. The second thing is the ability to center within your own being and not project energy outside yourself. We do that all the time because that's part of owning our own creatorship. If I can handle my energy, that's enough of my stuff. Don't give me any of yours, because I got enough of my own to handle. And that's what we mean by non-projection of energy. If I have my own thoughts, ideas, feelings, judgments, opinions, and yada yada, everything else that I have gathered together in my little bundle of experiences, and I decide I'm going to give you that, that's no different than projecting energy. Can you handle everything that you've done plus everything that I've done all at the same time? I don't think so.
But it's like me saying, I'm better than you. I know what you need. I'm going to give you the energy you need. We don't even know what we need for ourselves. Every day we're discovering that. It's the non-projection. So if you are a creator and I send you energy, I could affect your creation or your energetics or your vibration or your frequency or whatever you want to call it. So instead of us projecting, if somebody's asked for help, we try to be them. We try to allow ourselves to be one with them, so the vibration of them and me creates a third vibration.
In total compassion. Total compassion meaning the acceptance and non-judgment of whatever they've created as being good or bad or right or wrong. Because remember, we're co-creators. We're either all creators or there's only one creator and the rest of us are victims. And truly, we don't believe that we're victims. So that's the second thing that is in our 9 basic principles. The third thing is to accept responsibility for your actions, your thoughts, your words, your creations. That is the most important part of being able to own your own creatorship. So what do we mean by owning creatorship? You know, how can I begin to accept responsibility for everything? Well, until you do that, you're going to remain in a reactive, not responsive, but reactive, victim-savior consciousness. We reserve the right to respond. We reserve the right to have a choice to what's happening in our world. By staying in our space without projecting energy outward, and that gives you the opportunity to begin to recognize your own creations and experience them and then you begin to move into direct creatorship with our world. And you were doing
what I was going to say, or not respond,
right.
Or not react, or just making a choice within yourself. How do you want to be with whatever you're experiencing?
Right. That's why I said we reserve the right to respond. We don't have to respond. I always reserve the right to if I want to. See, that's my choice. And most individuals who feel victimized feel they have no choices. And there's always choices. We've talked about that in other radio shows. There's all this information about moving into creatorship also, again, in our books and in our websites, and we teach it in our courses. But this show is about moving into direct creatorship with your world. And the first thing you have to do is you've got to accept responsibility. By owning what's happening around you as your own personal creation, then you'll get a better definition and a better understanding of what it is you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be learning.
For yourself.
For yourself.
No,
for
yourself. You, outside you, is reflected what's inside you. So in that reflection, it enables you to understand yourself better.
And then your higher self no longer has to resort to extreme measures. Those are creations that we really don't like because they definitely get our attention.
So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
And we'll talk more about the basic principles of creatorship.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about creation and creatorship, and we were just talking about these nine basic, fundamentals or the ways we work.
Yeah, they're kind of the principles of lead us into direct creatorship with our own world. This is what we practice daily, and we had just finished talking about accepting responsibility. That was number three. Number four is our commitment to unconditional love of ourselves, which begins with compassion for ourselves, and unconditional compassion for others. That means no judgment, no opinion, just accepting what we have for us and accepting what they have and who they are for them.
Now, you can see how that could be easier and harder depending on your lifestyle. If you're with a lot of people, it's going to be you're going to be a lot more of a challenge to find that compassion and oneness with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's easier to have judgments. It really is. Humans are built to judge. That's the very nature of being a human being, is that I get to judge how I am, who I am, what I am, where I am, but I also get to judge you. However, turning that around allows us to be compassionate and accepting. That means I'm not a better creator than you are, because maybe I would judge that I know what's best for you, and that would make me the savior and you the victim, because I would know best. So by accepting that we're all co-creators, then we can accept that they, another individual, is creating their own experiences. And that's number four.
And the real challenge to that is when we get family members, okay, because that's when we get family members, sometimes anything goes, because we don't want them to go through the pain of the direction they're going through. Mm-hmm. But you all know that.
And we've talked about that before also. And you can, we hope you visit our archives often, because we've got a lot of good information on these shows. Now, number five in our nine basic principles or philosophies, if you want to call them, is our commitment to being fully and completely present and being present in the moment. One of the easiest ways to do that is by the number six principle, and that's incorporating into our lives a dynamic clearing process that probably takes maybe 15 seconds every time you do it. So it's when you're in the toilet. It's called the energetic clearing technique. We've explained it before. We've walked you through it before. Go on our website under healing techniques, and you're going to see the second one is called being in the moment.
And the only reason we say that's important, because if you don't change the way you love, if you don't keep loving yourself in an unconditional way, then you keep judging yourself. And that part that you judge reacts to the judgment. And it's very hard to get ourselves into control until we start loving ourselves more than we've been loved. That's the part that we really want to emphasize, the self-love of yourself, and consistently doing it over and over and over and over. Because how many times do you have to love before you believe? So it just becomes really important that you do that technique.
Now, each one of us has our very own unique experiences based on our heritage and our cultures and our lineage and our family and our friends and our religion and all of the different things that make us up. And each one of us may have to work a little differently in accepting ourselves, then loving ourselves, then being unconditional with ourselves.
Remember, most people have never been loved or had unconditional outside us, so it's very difficult for us to even know what that means inside us when we've never really experienced it or had some people. I know my grandparents, they had it for me, so that's where I experienced it.
Okay. So number six was the daily incorporation of that energetic clearing process. And that allows us to be completely present. It allows us to be committed to living in the moment. And that's number five and number six of those nine basic principles. Now, when you're in the moment, the more you practice being in the moment, the easier it is for you to recognize what you are creating. So if you're a creator and you're creating your experiences, if you're not in the moment, you're either in the past or you're in the future, and you're not recognizing what it is you're creating now, right now, because what you create right now is going to affect what you create in the future. It's going to have a hand on it. So if you're more present in the moment, it is easier for you to recognize what I'm creating right now is going to have consequences, it's going to have repercussions for me. Certain energetics pull us out of the moment. There are certain energetic dynamics that don't allow us to be present in the moment, and we don't recognize that we're creators and we don't recognize what we're creating. So that commitment to being in the moment is certainly one of the most important basic principles that we could ever stress to you. Number seven on our list of nine principles is to keep ourselves clear when we're eating.
Yeah, and what that means is when you're eating, are you watching television? Are you watching the news? Are you watching something that has an emotion that actually gets into your food or your vibration? So it's keeping outside vibrations or influence out of our food and out of our body.
Do you know how many people actually sit around a table anymore? And if they do, are they all happy at the fact that they're sitting around a table eating together? Is there some joy there? Is there easy conversation? Or is somebody criticizing somebody else? Is somebody angry at somebody else? Or are you doing something else and you're not mindful of the food that you're putting in your body?
How about when you're eating lunch and you're in the car and you're on the cell phone and you get these phone calls and they're upsetting? It takes the vibration of food, and it could be the best sandwich in the world. It could be the healthiest sandwich in the world, but you could have just had not a very nice phone call, and it took that vibration and changed that food. So it's really important for us to find a quietness or a stillness or just be connected in a good way while we eat. Because what's that going to take, 3-5 minutes? It doesn't take a long time to find that space.
Number 8 on our 9 philosophies is to face your worst fears. Now, we've said before, and you've heard us mention this, that what you fear the most will occur because you're giving energy to it. You're feeding it as if you were handing food over to an animal, and that animal's going to keep following you around out of loyalty because you kept giving it food. The same thing happens to a fear. When we say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I hope this never happens, da, 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 we're giving energy, we're giving thoughts, we're giving actual attention to what we do not want. And if we can face our worst fears, we can turn them into our greatest strengths. You might not realize this is possible, but it really is.
You know, I used to have this real fear of death, and I think many, many people have that fear, especially when they get old and get closer to dying. But I had this real fear of death, and so the way I faced it was to join the hospice so I could be around people who are dying and understand all the different ways and perceptions people are feeling, I'm feeling, sensing, awareness that I never knew. Fear of death. I didn't see the beauty. I didn't see the expansiveness. I didn't see the letting go. So that's how, if you can put yourself in a healthy environment to look at your fears, it allows them to get quiet. So we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller, The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about creator and creatorship, and we're just talking about the 9 and different basic principles that we use. So I think we're at number 9 now, Nancy.
Yes, we just finished with number 8, which was facing your worst fears. And for those of you who have read our newsletters, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, just go on the homepage at kenpage.com, and there'll be a link there on how to subscribe. You can read the newsletters that we wrote about releasing fear and why our fears keep us trapped and stuck so much. And those are all from the fall of 2008. So those newsletters will always be in the archives on our website. So number 9 in the last of the philosophies that we work with and teach and live by is moving our point of focus and our point of creation into our pineal gland. So now, we do that by using the living light breath. We're not going to take you through the entire living light breath exercise, but activation of the pineal gland has been shown to increase our ability to be creative because it also increases certain factors, opens up and balances our DNA strands, activates different energetics, different enzymes, different brain chemicals. So activating that pineal gland through the living light breath, moving your focus of yourself there, is on our website, on the homepage under Living Light Breath. It's also a whole radio show where Ken walks you through the entire Living Light Breath right here on HealthyLife.net. Just go to the archives and you'll see Living Light Breath.
Now, why it's so important is it allows you to be more sensitive but less reactive. And for some of you, what that means is it allows you to be more open but not overwhelmed by what you're feeling. You're sensing it, not feeling it. So I cannot tell you, all the benefits. I mean, we could talk about it for a week, but it's something we use, and it's something that helps us. It's like changing, if you had bad wiring in your house, and you change the wiring or the breaker to where it's changed, and it's easier. So it's just something to do before you move back into your heart. You want to develop the subtle senses.
In the beginning of our show, we said, in order for you to accept responsibility and move into the ideal space that you can begin to create and own your own creatorship, that one of the principles was that you needed to, yes, accept your responsibilities, but second, give yourself the right to choose whether you respond or not. So by using that living light breath, it's going to give you that moment where you're going to have the opportunity to choose whether you're going to respond or not.
And you'll see a change really quick. I mean, within a week, you'll start becoming aware of things that you never knew were existing. And what those awarenesses does, it makes your life richer, and it brings more joy into understanding the things that we don't understand. And the more you understand, the better you'll be.
See, our own ability to respond is directly related to our sense of responsibility. That sounds funny, but that's exactly the way it is. As we own and acknowledge our own creations, then we attract to ourselves the ones that we're less enthusiastic about, the ones we're still working on, we confirm then that we're creators. So by acknowledging that we are creating, there's nothing more powerful in the universe than a human individual who acknowledges, I'm a creator and everything I'm creating is mine and I'm owning it. So if we're not true to ourselves, then we're actually going through our life just waiting to die or continuing to search or continuing to look.
And one of the things I try to do is be as physical as I can with my creations because I like to experience it. I like to be a part of it. I like to have it a part of me. You know, all these things just in your head that don't mean anything sometimes aren't as valuable as me going out and doing something and using my abilities allows me to find that creatorship within myself. That's what I like to do.
So many people want to create. In fact, everybody wants to be able to create, but so many people want to create and they're not in a place that's happy, or they're in a desperate circumstance, or their bills are due, or their backs are up against the wall, or they're not in a place that they like. It's not comfortable, it feels strangling, they feel suffocated, they feel trapped, or they feel stuck. And that's not the place that you are going to be able to create what it is that you desire. That is not a healthy or the ideal place from which to begin creating, because all you're going to do if you're in a circumstance that feels desperate, if you're in something that feels negative or doesn't feel comfortable, all you're going to do is create more of the same.
Yeah, we really have to be careful that we're doing the things we love to do. And in that space, that's when you want to create or allow your mind to bring in that kind of energy when you're creating, okay? And creating can be, again, something simple. It can just be you feeling like you're in control. Are you walking? Are you playing? Are you doing anything you want? That's the best place energetically to create.
We've already done an entire radio show on having a quiet mind, on teaching you and giving you, walking you through the entire techniques that say, how can I get a quiet mind? What's the best ideal place to create? And the ideal place to create is not when you're unhappy or not when you're in desperate or not when you're having a fight with your spouse or you're having a good time at work anymore, because you're only going to attract a similar energy to the energy you're already in, and that's going to distort your creation. So all you're going to do is create more of what you no longer want. And so many individuals have a really challenge with this, because we say, well, what would you like to create? And all they know is what they no longer want, because that's everything that's behind them.
So you really want to go back to the archives and find the quiet mind, because we give you exercises that you can do, very simple exercises to quiet your mind to where you can find that place of the best vibration within yourself to create.
So what Ken was saying is, when he finds himself it being too mental or too or feelings or energetics that are a little overwhelming, to do is for him to get physical. And when he gets physical, it takes his mind away from the circumstances or situations that he was in and allows his mind to get quiet. So we're going to take a short break again. We'll be right back, and we're going to give you a conclusion on the ideal state from which to create for you to begin moving into your state of creatorship.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we'll be talking about being a creator and understanding our creatorship and finding the best way within ourselves to get in alignment with that.
Yeah, and the ideal state from which we can create and generate the kind of life that we all say we choose and actually what we deserve. So when we're happy and when we're playful, when we're doing what we love to do, that's when we are in the perfect flow of our life. And from that place, we actually are one with all the aspects of ourselves, and we're in balance and we're in harmony. Do you know what the difference is between Jesus and Buddha or Krishna or any of the other enlightened masters and us as humans still here on this planet? There's only three little small differences. They knew who they were. Do we know who we are? All we know is what we don't like about ourselves, but do we really know who we are?
All we know really is who we're not.
Yeah.
Because we're comparing ourselves to others and to the way we used to be or the way we have
been.
Want to
be.
Yeah.
And the other difference is they were safe with being who they were. They knew who they were and they felt safe being there. They were unconditionally accepting and felt safe in their own space.
And not that the outer space was safe, it was their inner space,
their inner safe.
They became safe with what they were and became it.
They recognized their own safety was within themselves. The third thing is, they became their own consciousness. They became it. They became who they represented, what their work was, by their words and by their deeds. So everything that they had, that they preached, everything they taught, was all represented not by just their words, but by the way they lived their life, by the way they acted, by the way they showed themselves and they interacted, and mostly by their compassion that they had for their fellow human being. That was the most important example we could give you.
See, at that point, they were no longer limited by what they were. They were all there was in that consciousness, in that expansiveness. And when they became that expansiveness, it changed their being. It changed their awareness. And they started to become more than anyone who is less than.
See, you have to first know who you are. Because until you know who you are, then you're just going to want or create things that you don't need. You could get to a point where you create a whole lot of things just to discover who you are by seeing lots of examples of what you're not. We're all very good at that. The most important difference between Jesus or Buddha or Krishna or Allah or any of the other enlightened masters was they had complete realization of empowerment, because they let go of any need to have a validation or approval from anyone else. They knew who they were. They were comfortable with who they were. They knew they could manifest their own choices, and they lived in the space of called conscious creating. Consciously creating. That's what we were just telling you earlier about being in the moment. When you're in the moment, then you're aware that what you're creating affects your next moment. That's what conscious creating is.
And it's in a place also where you no longer need your past, and you no longer need to create your future based on your past.
Because it's timeless. Being in the moment is actually timeless. There is no past. There is no future. If you're always thinking about how you could have changed things or done them differently, then you're in the past. And if you're always thinking ahead, like, oh, well, as soon as I get this done, then I can do that, and as soon as this happens, then I'll be happy, then you're living in the future. See, the only space for consciously creating, which is owning your creatorship, is the now.
And you can do that. You can do that right this time. Do the things you love to do, and don't tell me you don't know what they are. They can be anything. They can be writing, drawing, singing, playing, dancing, running, riding your bike. It could be anything. But when you do the things you love to do, then you start to become familiar or one with that energy or that space. And that space starts to be creative. You feel better. You feel quiet. You start getting the intuitiveness. That's the space. Don't, you know, we've listened to all these things and all these people that tell you it's something else. It's quiet, inner peace after you become physical or you're doing what you love.
Yeah, it's not the fireworks or the big golden ball that rolls by you that was miraculously or magically made from thin air. It's none of that. It's the quietness and the inner knowing of who you are and what your purpose is. So do what you love. Bring joy and presence into every aspect of your life, and that's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, all four levels of your being.
And I think you're going to have to make a real decision on the people who are really negative in your life. You've got to stop giving them energy or having them take your energy and get yourself more in your own space to where you don't have to deal with that kind of vibration.
Yeah. Begin to express that compassion for yourself by saying, this isn't good for me. I can't do this anymore. And then you have to change. And it's amazing. When you change, even if you just energetically change the dynamics that you've been in for, say, 24 hours, and you change them, within 5 minutes, you can change, and the individual who was engaged in the energetic dynamics with you, they can change. Why? Because you brought in a different vibration.
Or you stop holding the old vibration.
And that's truly what it is. You stop holding on to something that wasn't working.
Or idea.
When you can find that level of compassion for yourself, then you're going to resonate more and more of what and who you truly are. Then you're going to be able to bring in all the aspects of yourself. And when you begin to do that, you're going to become holographic. And when you're holographic, you become very powerful.
Remember,
you'll change your vibration. You'll no longer vibrate with the polarities or the lower dimensional dualities. And all we want you to do is just practice some of these things that we're suggesting to you. You don't have to agree with it. First, try it out. And if it works for you, then you can incorporate it into your daily life just like we have.
And we could call it a really simple word, one that all of us understand, and that's playing. The more you play, the less serious you are, the different vibration that comes in. You know, I just worked with a lady a little while ago. She called me, and she's been married for 40 years, and she's happy with her marriage. She has three kids, and she's happy with her kids. She has grandkids. She's happy with her kids, and she's happy with her grandkids. She's happy with her work, but yet she doesn't think she's good enough. My goodness. I mean, most people are not happy with their relationship or are challenged, or they're not happy with their work, are not happy with their children. She had all those things, but she compared herself to what others had and looked at herself that she was not spiritual or she was not happy, even though she was happy with 99% or 95% of her life.
So there again was that compassion that she did not have with the unconditional love for herself, just accepting who she was. And there are many of us who are different than that. We don't have, as Ken just said, good relationships, or we don't have work relationships. We have jobs that we don't like. We have bills that keep piling up. We have kids that don't like us. We have kids that don't do what we say.
Or just challenge us.
Or challenges. Okay. You know.
If they like us, just challenge us.
They like them. Challenges is a kinder, easier word. Yeah, they like us. They just are challenged.
They just get in our face. That's
yeah, that's right. So if we can just make the tiniest change within our own being, that's all we're asking you to do. Just make the teeny tiny change of practicing that energetic clearing technique. Practice being in the moment. That's going to change you. It's going to make a change within your being. It's going to give you a space.
And we know you can do it. Because we see we're going to go overseas in a little while, and we see all these people that are under the worst conditions you could imagine, and they do it. And maybe our conditions are just a little better, but we know you can do it by just focusing on the things you love and the things you like about yourself.
Yeah, just allow yourself to be happy and playful in one space doing something. I love working with jewelry. I don't often get time to make jewelry or work with some of the most beautiful beads that I have in a box. Why? Because it's always work. It's this or it's that or it's something else. But when I can be that creative spot of me, or I can sit down and knit or read a book or listen to some music, it makes me feel happy. It makes me feel joyous. It allows me to get into a space where I can begin to create. And we're more creative when we're doing something we love. That's all we're suggesting. Try practicing this for a while. Remember, everything we have said today, you can find it on our website. You can listen to the archives of these radio shows. Join us every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time or 3 o'clock Eastern time. Listen to HealthyLife.net. We're going to be here. You can also go to our website, KenPage.com. Feel free to email us, office@KenPage.com. We answer your emails. We'll be happy to hear from you. We hope we've given you a lot more information for you to think, create, own your creatorship, move into the divine space that you are.
Well, this is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor, and many blessings, and thank you for tuning in today.
Mm-hmm.